Every day, the great god Helios would take his fiery chariot with his beautiful four white steeds, hitch him up in the morning, and go for a ride. Start on one side of the sky, and by evening end on the other side. Every day Helios did this for years. It was his responsibility every day to take the horses for their run. As his son Phaethon grew, he watched his father taking the beautiful horses and the fiery, glittery chariot on his daily ride. And as he grew, he often wished that he could drive the chariot and those beautiful, prancing steeds. One day, as he grew near to his teenage years, he asked his father Helios, "Dad, could I drive the chariot?" "Oh, no, son. These steeds are very powerful animals, and they're very wild, hard to control. You have to be very strong and know an awful lot about horses." "Yes, Dad." But Phaethon was not satisfied with that. Year after year he continued to watching. His desire continued to grow to drive the chariot with those prancing, beautiful steeds from one end of the sky to the other. It looked so easy. His dad did it every day. Surely he could. So he began to pester his father. "Dad, may I today drive the horses?" "No, son." Day after day, the ritual was repeated. Finally, Helios, growing weary, said, all right, I'll let you drive this once. But you must promise to hold the reins tight. For if you ever let go, the horses will take over, and surely you'll die." Helios loved his son Phaethon, didn't want any harm to come to him, and he also enjoyed his daily ride and took his responsibility very seriously. So it was with some trepidation and fear that he allowed the next morning Phaethon to hitch up the horses. They pranced, sparks flying from their hooves as he put on their bridles and their harnesses. He took the reins and fed them back to the chariot. Helios came and inspected to make sure all the knots were tied tight, buckles were down secure, and the reins were securely led back into the chariot so Phaethon would not lose them. "All right, son, just remember, hang on tight." "Oh, yes, Dad, no problem," said Phaethon, feeling his strength as the brilliantly gilded chariot began gleaming as the horses began to draw slowly out of the stable. He felt the reins cool and reassuring in his hands, and he ever so gently flapped them a little bit. Ooh, the horses took off, not terribly fast, just a trot, but these were powerful steeds. And sparks began to fly. A flame streamed out from the back of the chariot under Phaethon. Ooh, he looked down. "Oh, that's a little scary," he thought. But he was in it now. He couldn't let go. He couldn't stop now. Pride kept him going. He had to do this. He had to show his father that he really could drive the chariot. All was well for a while as the steeds began their climb up into the sky, the flames and the sparks from their hooves streaming out behind them, blazing a path, brilliantly lighting up the morning sky. Phaethon felt pretty sure of himself by now. Midday had arrived. He slapped the reins a little harder. Ew! The chariot leapt forward. The horses ran with all their might now. Midday was coming, and they knew it was the hottest part, and they wanted to get through quickly. Lightning snapped from under the wheels of the chariot. The hooves of the steeds were all a blazing, blinding, brilliant light, blurred together with from all the speed gathered up as they streaked through the sky. Suddenly, they hit a bump. Phaethon staggered in the chariot. Grasping for the edges of the cart to right himself, he dropped the reins. The horses, sensing that they were now free, leapt ahead. Never before had they been free. Helios had always kept the reins strongly in his grip no matter what had happened, but Phaethon had failed. The horses now galloped wildly about. No direction to them, no one to control them. And they went faster. Now they were going down the far side of the sky, down the hill, faster and faster. Phaethon holding on for dear life. But he couldn't, as the steeds zigzagged up and down, back and forth, ransacking, going through the fields, lighting everything on fire, running through the barns of the gods, dragging through the fields of food, tearing down houses, everything in their wake, a blaze of fire and flame. Phaethon held on. He knew that if he let go, he would fall out and be killed in that fiery blaze behind the steed's hooves. Unfortunately for Phaethon, they hit another bump. He was thrown from the chariot high in the sky, well overhead, and just after the noonday had passed, he fell down. By the time he hit the Eridanus River, Phaethon was already dead. His body sank into the depths of the clear river, deeper and deeper down into the bottom. He lay there. You could see him from the surface, his body lying, his clothing burnt from the fierce ride at the bottom of the river. Helios had seen what had happened, and he immediately leapt into the sky from the other side and raced up to intercept the horses and the chariot. He did so, but not in time. Phaethon had already fallen. It was all Helios could do to get the horses under control and ride them through the rest of the sky back into their stable. Phaethon's best friend was Cycnus. Cycnus had seen the sky that day, and he'd known by noon that something was wrong because the sky was not right. The bright light of the noontime day was coming and going and getting brighter and dimmer. And as he watched, he saw something fall from the sky. And he recognized, as it came closer, that it was Phaethon, his best friend. He saw Phaethon's body splash into the river. He ran to the edge, fearful, but hoping against hope that his friend had survived. But as he gazed into the depths, he realized that Phaethon was dead. Cygnus wept. His best friend was gone. He cried into the Eridanus, his tears mingling with the gently rippling surface of that great river. Jupiter, the great god, saw Cygnus weeping for his friend. He turned to the other gods and proclaimed that here surely was true love for one friend to another. And Jupiter watched with the other gods as Cygnus dove into the river, deep down, holding his breath minute after minute, to the bottom of the Eridanus River, picking up one at a time Phaethon's bones. He brought them to the surface and quietly and carefully dug a small grave and laid each bone into the grave. Jupiter knew that this act of selflessness had to be memorialized and announced to all that forever Cygnus, his name would be changed to Cygnus, and he would fly like a swan, a beautiful, beautiful swan, through the night sky, through the river Eridanus, forevermore.